Basics, ecological footprint. We humans are living on too large a scale. The world's population would need 1.7 Earths to maintain its current lifestyle. Earth Overshoot Day makes it clear to us when the ecological resources of a year are used up. This is currently already the case at the end of July. The ecological footprint is a measure of how much biologically productive land an individual, community, or nation requires to sustain its lifestyle and allow for the consumption of natural resources and disposal of waste. The ecological footprint is measured in global hectares, GHA. A global hectare represents the average productive capacity of 1 hectare of land in a given year. It includes the land area required to provide food, energy, housing, materials, and absorb waste. If the Earth's biologically productive usable area is divided among the Earth's population, about 1.7 global hectares is allocated to each person. In the meantime, however, each Earth citizen claims an average of 2.7 global hectares on Earth to meet his or her personal demands. To put it more simply, we are living on credit. There are various categories that influence the ecological footprint. Among these, the economic sector of power generation generates the most greenhouse gases. Burning fossil fuels to generate electricity and heat results in greenhouse gas emissions that drive climate change. By reducing our energy consumption and transitioning to renewable energy sources, we can reduce our environmental footprint. Another factor is nutrition. The consumption of meat and animal products has a major impact on the ecological footprint, as animal husbandry is associated with high land requirements, feed cultivation, and greenhouse gas emissions. By switching to a plant-based diet or consuming locally and sustainably produced food, we can reduce our footprint. The transportation sector also contributes significantly to the environmental footprint. The use of private vehicles, especially those that consume fossil fuels, contributes to air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. Encouraging public transportation, bicycling and walking, and the use of alternative forms of propulsion can help reduce the transportation footprint. Resource consumption also plays an important role. High demand for consumer goods and a throwaway mentality lead to increased demand for raw materials, energy, and water. Through conscious consumption, recycling, and reuse, we can reduce resource consumption and thus reduce our ecological footprint. Other factors that influence the ecological footprint include living space, water use, and waste disposal. By using energy-saving measures in the home, conserving water, and separating waste, we can also contribute to reducing our footprint. It is important to emphasize that we all have a responsibility to reduce our ecological footprint in order to protect the environment and ensure a sustainable future. Individual actions can make a difference, but political decisions and corporate practices are also crucial to bring about the necessary changes on a global scale. Overall, reducing our environmental footprint offers many benefits, including protecting natural resources, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and promoting a more sustainable and equitable society. By making conscious choices and adopting sustainable practices, we can help bring about positive change for our environment.